with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
It's immoral not to try and save your cultural heritage.
That's author Barbara Goldsmith, the guiding force behind the drive to commit publishers to use acid-free paper for their books.
Acidic paper, which is the paper they've used up till now in these books, disintegrates in 30 years. Paper that's made with alkaline additives lasts 300 years, some people say 400 years.
The deterioration of books over the past 100 years is shocking.
If you walk through the stacks of a library and you just see those books deteriorating, you know that there aren't billions of dollars enough in the world to restore those books, and we've got to do something, or else we're going to lose all that knowledge.
Paper used to be made by hand from rags, but the Industrial Revolution sparked a major leap in literacy, and the demand for more books and machine-made paper came into play.
In order to make the paper smooth and to keep the ink from running and to give the paper a nice glossy look, they started to add alum and rosin and compounds like that.
The paper compounds created time bombs.
In that paper were the seeds of destruction planted. If you look at this paper, it looks as if it's burned. It becomes yellow, amber, brittle.
Barbara Goldsmith appears to be winning her battle to preserve the written word. 36 major American publishers have agreed to convert to acid-free paper. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For many years, it was assumed that the switch from rags to wood pulp to make paper was the cause of the physical deterioration of books over the past 100 years. Now it's known that chemicals such as aluminum sulfate and rosin compounds in the paper are the culprits. Author Barbara Goldsmith is the leader of the drive to switch to acid-free paper.
You can take a book that's 25 years old and it's a mess, whereas you might take a book that was printed in 1812 and it looks like it was printed yesterday.
Four major paper mills started making alkaline paper last year, and Barbara Goldsmith says 11 mills are converting this year.
You may find that the paper in your book is acid, but you may find that your message pad is alkaline. I even tested my toilet paper. Some of my toilet paper is alkaline.
Barbara Goldsmith took her campaign directly to the publishers and told them that acid-free paper and acidic paper cost the same.
They didn't believe that acidic paper and alkaline paper cost the same. They said, well, if they cost the same, we'd be using it. You must be crazy.
But Barbara Goldsmith enlisted the support of the New York Public Library and writers groups and now has commitments from the major publishers to convert to acid-free paper.
Right now, there's enough acid-free paper out there for every first printing of every quality hardcover trade book.
Barbara Goldsmith, a leader in the drive for book preservation, says it's wrong-headed to think that our culture is disposable.
Books are a little bit of immortality. We don't want to lose that.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Author Barbara Goldsmith knows how important it is to preserve the paper on which books are printed. Goldsmith is a trustee of the New York Public Library.
We saved the Warsaw telephone books during the 1930s. After the World War, Jews based their reparations claims on those telephone books showing that they had actually lived in Warsaw.
But books are deteriorating at a rapid rate because of the switch to acidic paper in the mid-1800s.
It can cost up to $7 a page, and that's a modest estimate, to restore a book.
The Library of Congress is trying a new and still expensive method of book preservation,
where they put their books in a kind of gas chamber, suck all the moisture out, gas it, which kills the acidic compounds, and then re-moisturize it.
Barbara Goldsmith has an answer for those who say, forget the books, just put them on microfilm.
Who wants to spend their life in front of a microfilm machine? We want to hold a book. We want to turn a page. We want to go back and forth. Want to read to people, want to have people read to us.
The major publishers are now committed to using acid-free paper, and Barbara Goldsmith says a bill to require the federal government to also use acid-free paper is gaining support.
When we have that, that means that the mills are going to want to convert, because boy, is the government a big buyer.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.